What's up, good people, and welcome back to Street PX. It's a little bit of a special episode today. We don't have a full-on interview for you, but we are going to be barging in on Ken Walton, the organizer for Street Photo. That's the upcoming Street Photography Festival here in San Francisco, which we are actually going to be a part of. So, you know, to make up for the lack of an interview today, we actually have two of them scheduled for next week that's going to go live. So we'll be doubling down. And since it's a live recording with it's our first ever live recording with a full studio audience, and we want you to be there. This is Street Photo San Francisco on June 9th. We're going to be opening up at 4 p.m. That's with our next episode. And we're bringing back Renzi Ruiz. You might remember him from a few episodes back, amazing shooter from L.A., and two surprise guests. And we're not really sure yet, but I think we might end up plucking somebody from the crowd. So be prepared for that. Beyond that initial show, we'll directly follow with an In Public full panel. So a number of the members of In Public are going to come up and just kind of discuss their work, the collective, and then answer questions from members right in the crowd. Hopefully you. If you can't make it, unfortunately, that would suck, of course. But if you can't make it, we understand. And we are going to be live streaming this, video and audio. So keep an eye on streetpx.com. You'll see the links and all that good stuff. But today, we're barging in on Ken Walton. He's the organizer of Street Photo. And we want to get a little bit more information about this festival, what it entails, what's going on, and, you know, all that stuff. Now, Ken doesn't have a lot of time today. So it's going to be a brief one. We might end up having to speak very quickly like I'm doing right now. But, you know, let's go ahead and just jump right on into it. So, Ken, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for coming out this way this time.
Oh, it's probably better than the Street PX studios these days. Things are starting to pile on top of other things.
You do have a lot of gear over there.
That's true. But the main thing we wanted to do today was just kind of sit down and discuss the Street Photo Festival that's coming up here in, we got 6 days or 5 days at the point of this publishing?
Yes, it's Tuesday now, and the opening night is Wednesday, and we actually have Anit Vohrot doing a workshop this weekend for the few days prior to the actual opening of it, so it's literally right around the corner.
Yeah.
There are, by the way, 2 seats left in that workshop if you want to get in on it. All of our workshops at this point have about 1 or 2 seats left, so
awesome.
There's a little bit of time left to take a class.
And it's usually that kind of final days where everything just kind of comes to full circle. Everything starts to fill up.
The contests are over now. The workshops are almost all sold out. We do have a little bit of space, and last year we got quite a few signups kind of the week of. Mm-hmm. So people who were coming into town just sort of spontaneously decided to sign up. So if you're interested, you can go to the website streetphoto.org, and there are a few workshop seats left. We've got some good ones.
Now, Vinit was here last year too, right?
He was here last year. He helped us kick it off last year. He was one of the first ones to say yes. I was pretty excited to hear from him. And he came out, taught a very popular workshop last year, sold out, gave one of the keynote speeches on the awards night last year, and he was very well received. He's fun to watch.
He is
on the street. I mean, you've seen him shoot.
If you can see him,
yeah,
he's like one a ninja. Of those, like, yeah, he can disappear on you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he's fast.
But I mean, besides Vinit, who else do we have as far as doing workshops?
Oh, workshops.
There?
We have obviously Bruce Gilden,
mm-hmm,
is doing a 5-day workshop from Tuesday the 6th through the following Saturday. It's going to be a big one. That was sold out, and then we had one student injured a foot and is looking for somebody to take his spot.
That's a bummer.
So, yeah, it was unfortunate. So we've got one seat in that right now, and then over the weekend, both of these are pretty full, but I believe we have 1 or 2 seats each in the weekend workshops. That's Jesse Marlowe and Aaron Berger, both from In Public, the collective. Jesse's in town from Melbourne, Australia, and Aaron he's coming in from New York, and they're teaching this workshop jointly. It's Friday the 9th through, mm-hmm, Sunday the 11th. And then Jack Simon is back. He did one last year that was very popular. Actually, did two workshops last year that were very, very popular and well-received. He's doing a weekend one, Saturday and Sunday, the 10th and 11th.
Awesome.
Yeah, so a lot of information, a lot of knowledge being shared there. And Bruce Gilden, it's not too many opportunities to sit with that man.
No, so we're gonna try to make the most of it while he's here. He's doing the keynote on Saturday night, and he's got a great event that he very generously agreed to do on Friday night as well. Well,
let's actually talk about that. That's one that you were just telling me, kind of describing, and it got my ears perked. So it's called the Cage Match, right?
The Street Photography Cage Match.
Yes.
We just added this. This is Friday night, and to give credit where credit is due, I didn't come up with this idea. They did something like this at the Miami Street Photography Festival in December, and when I saw it, it was so cool, so enjoyable, so instructive, really, that I decided to basically knock it off and do the same thing here to bring that to this audience. So we're accepting submissions right now. Anyone can enter a single photo, and we're going to pick 12, 15, maybe a few alternates. And we're going to have live on stage, there will be three judges: Bruce Gilden, Michelle Groskopf from LA, and Don Hudson is in from Michigan, from the Burn My Eye Collective. And Michelle's obviously with Full Frontal Flash. So those three judges are going to see these photos for the first time on a computer that's in front of them. It'll be broadcast on screen to the audience at the same time. Everyone will be seeing these things fresh. They won't have had time to form any sort of previous opinion. And each of the judges will take a turn doing a quick off-the-cuff flash critique. All three of these judges, obviously very knowledgeable about photography and the street photography approach. If you've ever seen Bruce Gilden critique photos, it's a treat.
It's a sight, yeah.
And he won't take it easy on you if he doesn't like them.
No, but there's a lot of substance and content when it comes from him, though.
Yes. So I'm really excited about the panel of judges. So each of them will give a flash critique, basically, and then they're going to hold up a score between 1 and 5 that they just spontaneously come up with. If you think of gymnastic judges or skating judges,
thinking
holding
about
up
the Olympics right
the
now,
the Olympics, the cards at the end, you know, 4.4.
Yes.
So and we'll tally those up. And at the end, we're going to pick a winner, and that person will get a prize. We haven't quite decided, but it's going to be a pretty nice prize. We may give away one of the DX01s that we have, or we might give away a copy of Bruce is bringing a couple of copies of his book Go, which retails for $350. It's a very limited edition. It'll be signed by him. And if you're there, it'll be given to you personally by him. If we choose to do that, we haven't actually decided where we're going to do all the prizes, but it's going to be something nice. And really, I think the biggest prize, though, will be the ability to be able to see these people critiquing your photo in a positive way and getting that feedback. Anyone who gets in and is able to get the kind of feedback, it's fun to watch. We're going to try to broadcast this live, and at the very least, we'll record it and then put it up on the web later.
Yeah, and I can tell you from personal experience, we, as part of our San Francisco street photography group, we recently hosted a kind of live critique, real-time critique amongst the group. And the amount of information you can pull from that and being able to actually talk to people in real time and point out things, use the old laser pointer, so to speak, it goes a long way. It's a big difference than what people out there might be used to, going onto a Facebook group, posting up a picture, and you know, people typing shit back. That's one way of doing it. It does not match real-time direct critique.
And you can look the person in the eye, and
yeah,
you can really, really see their actual spontaneous opinion.
Those inflections go a long way.
Yeah. There's a reason why people pay for portfolio reviews.
Yes, that's true. Yep. Now, this particular event comes at 7 p.m. on the Friday the 9th, right?
It's going to be 7 p.m. Friday the 9th. And this is the same night that you all are doing the Street PX broadcast, live broadcast.
Yep.
That's going to be from 4 to 6. And boy, you don't want to miss that either. You got a great slate of guests, including a panel of In Public photographers, right?
Yes,
Blake Andrews,
a whole hour.
Jesse Marlowe, Aaron Berger,
yep,
and Troy Holden.
And Troy is somebody we've been trying to get on for a while, and much congratulations to Troy out there, who was recently inducted with In Public. And so the timing actually worked out pretty perfectly there.
Yes, so it's going to be a good night. And then at the end of the night, at 8 o'clock, after the cage match, we have Renzi Ruiz, who's up from Los Angeles, joining us for the last lecture of that night. He's going to show some slides and talk about his work. So Friday night's going to be great.
Yeah, Friday night is loaded, which actually on that note, it'd be worth saying that Renzi's going to be on our show that day too, starting out the live event. So there's going to be a lot of talk, a lot of street photography conversation and about who knows what, honestly. but beyond this, there's going to be exhibits going on, right? So sure. This is going to be mostly at the Harvey Milk Photo Center.
Yeah, the Harvey Milk is the headquarters for the festival this year. So the biggest and most important exhibit, the finalists in the International Street Photography Awards, are all going to be exhibited there. Mm-hmm. We also have out in the hallway near the gallery, that's kind of going to be called Pop-Up Alley. And we're going to do some pop-up shows during the week for some local photographers.
Cool.
Yeah, we haven't announced those yet. But and then out in the lobby of Harvey Milk Photo Center, I'm hoping to do a few big prints by some of the judges and visiting celebrities. So it's going to be a great place. But then we've also got two other really great shows in town that aren't far away at PhotoWorks SF, which is San Francisco's premier print lab. We have a show there. We were doing a sort of a takeover there with three photographers, Troy Holden, Aaron Berger, and Daniel Arnold. And that show's going to be nice. The prints are going to be large. They're going to be printed on really great paper by PhotoWorks. And each of those photographers is showing work that has not yet been published.
Oh, really?
So there's going to be previously unseen photos by all three of them in this show. Not all of the photos, but they've each dedicated or committed to showing some unpublished work.
Now so that's going to be fun. That's something you don't usually get a chance to do, is see unseen work.
Yeah, if you watch street photography very closely,
yeah,
a lot of it you've already seen, right?
Yeah.
And then we have another great show. So that show, by the way, is there's an opening reception for that on Tuesday. Tuesday night, it's at 6:30 is when that starts. And then there's another gallery show we're doing at SF Camera Work. Really happy to be there. They're a San Francisco institution as well. And we're doing a two-person show with Blake Andrews of In Public and Stephen Bowman, who's based here in the Bay Area, Berkeley. Mm-hmm. So great black and white prints by all of them. By them, I just got Blake's in the mail. He did all of them, you know, darkroom printed, and these are just classics by him. And Steven's set is really great. Also, it's a lot of his work that he did back in the 90s in Cuba. And there's a couple other exhibitions at Camera Work at the same time that I think mix nicely with this. So the reception for that is Wednesday, the 7th. Yeah, Wednesday the 7th from 6 to 8 p.m.
Now, for our regular listeners out there, you might remember Steve Bowman. He was on our show a few episodes back, an amazing documentary photographer, editorial photographer, photojournalist in general. I mean, he pretty much bridged the gap across all of our subjects. And in my opinion, probably one of the most engaging episodes I've had yet.
Yeah.
You might remember he was talking about his time. I think he was in Haiti. When he was experiencing after Baby Doc was relinquished there, or vanquished, or however you want to put it, and then hell broke loose, and he was there to document that. So,
yeah,
you get to see his Cuba work this go.
They're both very talented photographers and also extremely thoughtful, knowledgeable. They're just good guys to know. So if they're both going to be there at the show, Blake's coming down from Eugene, Oregon, where he lives. To make it to the opening, and highly recommend that. And then actually later that night, if you look on our website, we've got this pop-up show going on at 7th and Market. It's called Back to the Streets. I'm drawing a blank because I don't have my website in front of me. We just added this, but
just as an aside, folks, I literally put Ken on the spot here. So
there's a photographer named Christopher Voss. Chris Voss is coming in from New York to screen this. It's a slideshow that features 20 plus, maybe 25 street photographers, mostly from New York and San Francisco. And it's kind of a guerrilla show where he basically just sets up a slide projector and shines this onto a blank wall on a busy stretch of Market Street, plays music. He has a whole thing choreographed. And so you're going to get people, pedestrians, actually walking down the street sort of mixing with a show of really, really good photographs that's being broadcast onto a wall. And that's right after the reception. So I think the reception goes from 6 to 8, and we're announcing the start, you know, right when it starts to get dark at about 8:30. This is going to get rolling, and it's on the corner of 7th and Market. If you go to that area, you won't miss it. It's on our website. We've got it pinpointed on there.
So you're just going to project this giant images onto the side of the wall.
Yeah, it sounds super fun.
That's going to be
killer. I'm looking forward to it. He's done this a couple of times in New York, and I believe this is the first time he's bringing it to SF, and we're really proud to have him coming out.
It's a unique way of going about the exhibit process.
It's super cool. And the it's an all-star lineup, too. It's all the photographers on the website, but I mean, there's Todd Gross, we got Gus Powell, just tons of really good photographers involved in that.
Sweet. And we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the street photography photo walks, we have going on. Unfortunately, the main ones that we set up, we have one going on every single day, Monday through Sunday. Those have field. Because we are right now on the cuff of street photo. But Ken has informed me that there's two new photo walks that was just recently introduced this week.
Right.
And they're quite unique. You want to kind of describe what we have there?
Sure. And I'll start off by saying thank you, Casper, for organizing this. This is like you've just taken this on and completely adopted this and shepherded it. And it's a big testament to your dedication to the festival and also the dedication of all the volunteers who are leading people around San Francisco.
Yeah.
Very generous of all of them. People are taking time out of work to lead 20 strangers who have come to visit this place to shoot, and they're showing them all of the best places.
Which is easier said than done.
To make photos. Yeah. So this is really something I think distinguishes this festival from others is all the free photo walks. And it's great. One of the reasons I started the festival was to kind of show off this region as a great place to make work. And so the photo walks are yeah, I'm really proud of that.
Which we need to emphasize, free.
Yes,
that's a huge difference.
You have to sign up though. Some of them got too crowded last year, so we did limit it to 20 per walk. But yeah, like you said, 7 of them filled up right away, actually. So we've added 2 more on the weekend when we're going to be most busy. We have a photo walk on Friday, which is that's the streetography one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on Friday at
that one's going to be between 1 and 3.
1 and 3. Okay, Friday between 1 and 3, we have another free photo walk. Please sign up for this. This one is sponsored by one of the festival's biggest sponsors, which is Streetography. This is a really cool app that allows you to share your photographs in a way that places them on an interactive map, so you can basically. You can navigate the whole world or a city or whatever you want. You can zoom in block by block. You can see what photographs have been taken on a particular block.
Mm-hmm.
And Streetography is sponsoring this Friday walk. And we're going to have someone there actually showing you how to use the app, showing how to best take advantage of it for street photographers. So
now, it's not mobile phone required, though.
You don't have to shoot with a phone. No,
we received some questions about that.
No, I mean, I actually uploaded a bunch of photos to it that I'd taken with my Fuji cameras.
Yeah, because it works with, you can use Wi-Fi to offload your images, or just bring it into Lightroom, and it's got plugins you can use.
Right. The only requirement, the photos can come from anywhere. They actually will have a widget on our website that will allow you to upload them even without an account. You can upload them from the web. But eventually you'd want to get an account and use it, you know, from your phone. But it's usable from the web, and the photos can come from anywhere. They don't have to be phone generated. They just need to know where they were taken. So they've got to somehow be geotagged.
GPS.
You can do that with an address or just pinpoint it on the map. And it's really fun to use this and scroll around. And as more people are contributing to it, you can see what photos have been taken where and different what things look like at different times of the year, when the light's different, and what people's visions, you know, what are the creative ideas have people come up with on the same corners that you may frequent.
I like the overlay, the interface that Streetography has put together. It's really neat how they kind of focus on a feature image and then use that over a region. And it will actually, as you zoom in to like San Francisco, it kind of separates by neighborhoods and such too.
Right.
Which gives those outside of San Francisco that are not from this area a good idea on what to expect in these areas when they go to shoot too.
It's fun. And that photo walk is open, and it's an ordinary photo walk. We're going to show you around the city, but it'll have the added benefit of being able to learn how to use this app to help you share your work. Saturday, we have another new photo walk in the afternoon. That's listed on our website as well. And that one is sponsored by another one of our important sponsors, the DXO1. This is a very high-end, you know, optically.
It's like a connected modular camera for your iPhone.
It's a way to take an iPhone and plug really good glass right onto it. So you still look at your iPhone screen. You use your iPhone's interface to control this camera, but it just has a much bigger lens, better lens, higher end.
And I've seen results from this thing. It's actually quite impressive, the imagery that you can pull from it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, everybody's got a different style and a different preference. So, you know, maybe this is your thing or maybe it's not. But here's a free opportunity to come sign up, come join us. So we have up to 20 spots available, and everyone is going to be getting loaned a DX01 camera. Is that right?
Right. So everybody who signs up will be loaned one. You do need an iOS camera or basically an iPhone
or
an iPad, I guess, if you want to shoot street with an iPad. I can't imagine that, but hey, you know.
Some people.
To each his own.
I have seen that before.
So you can plug the DXO into any iOS device, and you'll be led around by a DXO expert. We'll show you how to use it, and you know, you might fall in love with it. You know, when you're talking about packing a bag quickly, it's nice to be able to just throw something that's, you know, about the size of your thumb into your pocket, and that's going to have a sensor and a lens that's going to be as good as a lot of much higher end cameras.
Yeah, and it's got a whole bunch of, you know, internal technology too. So it's not just a lens that you just slap onto the front of your iPhone camera. This goes off modular to the side of it. It's worth checking out, and here's a free opportunity to do so. They're loaning these out. Now you can't keep them. You got to get these things back. But they will have them for sale there too, so you can actually buy one on the spot if you want to.
I'm not positive they'll be selling them, but I think
they'll have order forms, I'm sure, things like that.
But you'll be able to get them easily. I think Best Buy may have them, or you know, you can get them really quickly on the internet from Amazon as well.
That's actually true. I was just literally at Best Buy before coming over here, and they sure, in fact, do have DX01 cameras there.
Well, we could direct you directly to Best Buy right up the street.
Yep.
So, we're actually, DXO has donated a number of these cameras to be given away as prizes. So some of the winners of the Street Photography Awards will be given prizes, and we're probably going to use them for some of the other contests we have as well. Actually, I should mention one of those contests right now. We talked about the Street Photography app. We're going to have a Street Photography widget right on the Street Photo website. And we're going to try to get that up tonight. I don't know when this is going out, but basically before the festival, it'll be up.
By the time you hear this, it'll be up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then all through, from the time it goes up, all through the end of the festival to the last day, you'll be able to submit photos to it that you've taken. Just geotag them. Tell us where you took them. These are going to go up on a map, a street photography map. And we're going to choose the winner. And that's going to be announced Saturday night. By Streetography staff, actually, at our awards night, before Bruce Gilden talks. They're going to go up and talk a little bit about the Streetography app, and they're going to announce the winners of this. And it's going to be a pretty nice prize, probably a DXO we're going to give away for that one. So I would encourage you to keep your eye on our site, upload your best photos that you're taking just now. These all have to be sort of new, ones you take between now and the end of the festival. Get them up there quickly. Because we'll make a decision before
Saturday,
probably that day, probably Saturday. We'll find a way to like figure out which one's the best.
So we'll actually, the people on the Streetography walk on Friday will have an opportunity to still submit stuff.
Absolutely.
The day before.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yep.
We're hoping that we get some good submissions from that.
That's gonna be great. Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be a cool event. Streetography is gonna be talking about the app on Saturday and then announcing the winners of that contest. They're also gonna be showing a map. On the map is going to be some of the work done by some of the more prominent photographers who have come into town for the festival. So some of the bigger names are going to be submitting things that they're catching here during the week to a Streetography map as well, and they're going to be revealing that on Saturday night.
So pretty much this week is going to be like packed full. It seems like it's already bigger than last year. I mean, without question.
There are more things, more events, more speakers.
How you feeling about all this?
It feels good. I got a lot to do.
Yes. I'm like I said, we're actually recording right now from the Ken Walton studio, so to speak, and I'm looking and I'm seeing, like, I can see the mats and his gear and everything that he's going to be using to put this stuff together for the exhibit. So he is fully into it. And unfortunately, on that note, we do have to let him kind of pull this together, because we got to let him go. He's got some things to do and prints to make and mats to cut.
Right. You know, before we go, I just want to say thank you to everyone. First of all the people who are volunteering this year, we're getting a lot more help with people pitching in. And just offering up their help to make this possible. I want to say thanks to the corporate sponsors who have helped us with space, with prizes, with cash to pay for more prominent speakers this year, more prominent visitors, and all the people who entered the contest. That's really what allows us to, you know, we're doing this whole week long of events, and we're keeping everything free this year, you know, other than the workshops and the portfolio reviews. Everything's free and open to the public. We've got more photos on display, more venues, more finalists in the contests, bigger prizes, and that's all possible thanks to the people who are entering the contest. It's really the way to support this. And we just, you know, I really, really appreciate that. It's humbling, and I want as many people to show up and have fun with this as can be. So I hope you can all come.
Well, if it's anything like last year, what's awesome about it is this is a true international festival. This is people coming from all points of the nation, internationally, here in America. I've actually talked to a few people already with the photo walks that were trying to get their schedule squared away, because, I mean, they're 15 hours ahead of us on
right.
the timeline.
Right. Yeah, we had this year we had entrants to the contest from 66 different countries.
Wow.
And I think I've already heard, I asked, you know, when I was emailing the finalists, I said, you know, please let us know if you can make it. And we definitely have people coming in from Europe, from Asia, from South America. People are really coming in from all over just to take in the festival this year.
66 countries. That's a yeah. nice notch on the belt, man.
It makes it feel truly international. Yeah. And, you know, we had, I think there were more finalists from places like Thailand, possibly even Bangladesh.
I noticed that, yes.
Than the U.S.
To be honest with you, I'm loving seeing it. And after having recent guests, like we had TC on, we have Rami Darula coming in here after the festival.
Right.
Seeing the type of talent coming from those areas is beyond.
Yeah.
Like, it fills me with pride seeing this kind of thing spread out.
Right. Street photography is truly an international community.
Yeah.
And that's what I was hoping to celebrate with this. And I think this year's contest finalists, when you get to see them, will really represent that nicely.
Cool. Well, I know time is of the essence here, Ken, so we need to let you go. I just want to thank you so much for coming, or for allowing me to come in, rather, and for telling us a little bit more about the event. Now, for everybody out there, you want to get some more information, go check out Street Photo. That's with an F, StreetFoto.org. That's going to be, it's going to tell you all the festival's events. There's a timeline on there. We're actually putting, I think Ken's putting together a document that's going to show a calendar of the events and stuff. That way you can print it out directly from the website. So that should make things easier, at least for everybody. If you have any questions, definitely check us out over at Street PX in the lounge. We're happy to help where we can. All we're doing is just the photo walks, but we're happy to try and get you in contact with the right people. Join us for the photo walk. Sign up for the DXO and Streetography walk. And then, you know, hopefully we will see you from June 5th to June 11th here in San Francisco.
Great. Hope to see you. Yeah. Thanks so much, Casper. It's been a pleasure once again.
All right, everybody. Y'all have a great time. And we will see you at the live show on June 9th at 4 p.m. Cheers.
All right.